Welcome and good day. Today is April 2nd, Tuesday of the first week of the Easter season. Our reflection turns first to Easter fire. Fire has been part of the Christian celebration of Easter almost from the very beginning. It represents God's transforming presence. Christians gather in the dark on Holy Saturday and begin a vigil, waiting for the dawn of Easter Sunday. In total darkness, a fire is lit and blessed. The Paschal candle, which represents the risen Christ, is then lit from the blessed fire and carried in procession throughout the darkened church. The people light their candles from it, and the church comes alive with light from the new fire of this lone candle, representing the life we all receive from Christ. Throughout the Easter season, the Paschal candle stands near the altar as a sign of Christ's presence. During the rest of the year, it stands next to the baptismal font and is lit for baptisms. It is also lit at every funeral mass, standing next to the casket. Paschal comes from the Hebrew word for Passover and is used by Christians for the passing over of Jesus from death to life. In Germany, the tradition of lighting a huge bonfire on Holy Saturday goes back many years and continues today. Huge mounds of trimmings from hedges and trees are piled high during spring cleanup and set ablaze. Usifera, Easter bonfires, brings communities together across the country after the long winter. And now we turn to our gospel reflection from Matthew chapter 27, verse 64. Give orders, then, that the grave be secured until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him and say to the people, he has been raised from the dead. This last imposture would be worse than the first. Matthew chapter 27, verse 64. What was the first imposture or deception? The Jewish leaders, right from the beginning, thought that Jesus was a fake. Thus, the popularity of this imposter with the people was the first deception. Earlier in Matthew's gospel, the scribes and Pharisees demanded a sign from Jesus. He responded that they would be given the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. When struggling with faith, I stand at the crossroads of two paths. One is to try to find proof. Trouble is, there never seems to be enough proof, because ultimately God is too large to fit into my brain. The other path is simply to open myself to receive the gift of faith. Faith is something real, something I can experience, and God offers it to everyone as a gift. I can't earn faith, can't prove it, any more than I can earn or prove the love another person has for me. I might answer, but when another person loves me, I can see signs of their love. True. So, what are the signs of God's love in my life? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.